Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome back to the Statman Dave Football Podcast. This is episode 66. On today's episode, of course, we're going to be discussing the news and then we're going to talk transfers. As we always do on Tuesdays, it's transfer gossip time. Anyway, first up, let's do the news. So some cracking news from BT. The Champions League final and the Europa League final will be broadcast on YouTube for free and also in VR for the Champions League, which could be quite an interesting proposition, whether they use 360 cameras or whether they position a number of cameras around the pitch and you can use your VR goggles to check out the different angles. It's all exciting, very exciting for football. You know, where's it going to go? I'd love to be able to pick which angle I want to watch the game. I'd probably pick a sort of, second tier behind a goal type of angle if you can get that. So you've got the whole pitch from behind one of the goals. So tactically, you can see a lot of things. That was the view I used to have at Old Trafford, or slightly to the left-hand side at Old Trafford, and it was fantastic. You know, you can see so much from that type of angle. Also the gantry as well, that the pundits Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher sort of sit on at Old Trafford, is a great top-down view as well. So either or, but VR coming into football is very exciting. Technology is absolutely wonderful. Talking about exciting talent, Kasper Dolberg has been announced as a Talent of the Year in their Eredivisie. The young Danish forward has scored 23 goals in 47 games, including 6 in the Europa League. Ajax obviously getting to the final. Dolberg is a player technically very gifted, not very physical, but unbelievable on the ball. His first touch is impeccable. His creativity when it comes to the ball at his feet is pretty good. And you've likened to Dennis Bergkamp, a fantastic talent, and Ajax will do well if they can hold him in the summer. Other news. From Spurs, Danny Rose will miss the start of next season as he's just undergone knee surgery this morning. Some interesting stuff for Spurs, who potentially will be losing Carl Walker. Maybe they won't be losing Danny Rose if he's injured. He won't be able to pass a medical and, you know, another team. So it could quite be some pretty decent news at White Hart Lane. Obviously, Ben Davies has stepped in recent weeks and looked pretty decent. You know, good against United, good against Arsenal. Plays a slightly more withdrawn role than Danny Rose does when he's in the team. But it is an interesting one. And finally, Alan Shearer, who's popped out with some funny comments today, saying, "I was devastated when Leeds got relegated. It cost me 4 goals a season." Obviously, some banter between Alan Shearer and Leeds, including the likes of Rio Ferdinand played there, Alan Smith, Mark Viduka. Very attacking team, but also a team that defensively wasn't too strong. So some good banter there from Alan Shearer. Anyway, guys, let's talk some transfers. So first of all, of course, there's an elephant in the room here. Manchester United have been heavily linked with James Rodriguez. James Rodriguez applauded each side of the Bernabeu in the game against Sevilla when he was substituted when they were leading 2-1. A really interesting one, AS saying that he's played his last game and is likely to join Manchester United. The deal apparently could be going through on the 21st. Of May, just after the last game in La Liga. It could be quite interesting. This season, obviously, James Rodriguez hasn't been the main man, hasn't been in Zidane's first team, playing that 4-3-3. Kroos, Modric and Casemiro are better midfield options. Out wide as well. Obviously, Bale's been out injured. You'd say Bale, Ronaldo, Benzema's first choice, but other players have deputised, the likes of Isco, the likes of Asensio, and been a little bit of more of a better option for James Rodriguez. But in recent weeks, James Rodriguez, of course, scoring the key goal in the Clásico that did give Real that little bit of a lead, and obviously they dropped back and conceded that stupid goal on the counter-attack. But it was, a crucial goal from James Rodriguez, and it's kind of good management from Zinedine Zidane that he's kept James Rodriguez. He said in press conference after press conference that he will have an impact for Real Madrid this summer. But in terms of where he's played, you know, played in the 4-3-3 in the sort of Real Madrid B team, as I like to call it, with you know, Isco before he got his promotion to the first team, and Kovacic in defensive midfield. Kovacic, who plays as sort of the ball winner slash you know, a little bit of a deep line playmaker. Isco's the guy that's getting on the ball, that is, you know, hungry, linking with the sort of the fullbacks getting forward. James Rodriguez in this team was the guy that was sort of, you know, getting into the box, playing as an attacking midfielder. What was quite interesting whenever you did watch this Real Madrid B team was usually Isco would start on as the left central midfielder and James Rodriguez as the right central midfielder, which kind of goes against his game. And honestly, you know, watching that Real Madrid B team, Isco was 20 times a player of James Rodriguez. Isco would dominate the games. Isco would take control of games. Isco would play the sort of Andrés Iniesta role. And James Rodriguez would just be, you know, come up with big moments when the ball got to him in that final third. You know, he's better when you play him as a left central midfielder than a right central midfielder in a 4-3-3, because naturally what he likes to do is cross with his left foot. He's a player that likes to get into those areas and cross. You know, the volume of crosses he puts in a good game, you know, will be up to 15. It's something United potentially could need. You know, United have struggled with the ball at their feet, especially on that left-hand side. They've looked absolutely atrocious. And if James Rodriguez does sign for Manchester United, whether he's played as a 10 or in a 4-3-3, he got that natural movement to drift out and help the fullback. It's sort of like kind of what Paul Pogba did at Juve, so maybe both players together, maybe they could combine in that area to, you know, with James playing as a 10, Pogba as a you know, a left-sided defensive midfielder, they could combine quite nicely with you know, with Luke Shaw if he's going to play, or if United do sign a fullback, maybe Mendy. That could be quite tasty. Of course, Anthony Martial, I really want to have more game time. Something that I mentioned in my review, Martial's played 6 full games for United this season compared to 26 last season. It's one of these things where Mourinho just hasn't utilised him properly. He's a player that needs confidence and needs to play week in, week out, and then you'll get results, you get massive impact. Been directly involved in more goals since joining Manchester United than any other player. But that's what you get from James Rodriguez, that ability in the final third, that get him the ball, he's going to do something. He's got a cracking long shot on him. Obviously, the goal that he scored that won the Puskás Award in 2000. 14, you know, that chest and volley for Colombia from about 30 yards out, got a cannon of a left foot, and it's something that United have lacked, really, someone that can test someone from range but be on target. Paul Pogba has that ability and will eventually start to score lots of goals from range, but James Rodriguez has it right now and arguably would instantly improve United's attack. In La Liga this season, in terms of his goals per 90 minutes, that's at 0.62. You know, that's probably 2 goals every 3 games on average. And his assists per 90 minutes in La Liga this season is 0.47. So he's averaging 2 goals every 3 games, but also an assist every other game. In terms of his direct involvement in goals in La Liga, it's every 83 minutes. Again, upgrading United's attack that's been so poor. United need a big player, whether it's James Rodriguez or Antoine Griezmann. I don't really mind. I prefer Antoine Griezmann. I think Antoine Griezmann suits Mourinho in a defensive sense more than James Rodriguez. James Rodriguez would be more of a Wesley Schneider, not really getting involved in the defensive work, but waiting there on the counter-attack. What Mourinho did with Wesley Schneider was brilliant. Wesley Schneider was a top player before he joined Inter Milan, but Mourinho really evolved him into like a modern-day attacking midfielder, teaching him how to press, teaching him how to impact the games in the top moments, teaching him how to, you know, drift wide, and that's what James Rodriguez would be. You know, if they signed Griezmann, he'd be more of a, you know, a second striker. United would look a little bit more like a 4-4-2 when they defend and they attack. James Rodriguez would be a little bit different, would be like Wesley Schneider's Inter Milan, where it was kind of a front three with 2 defensive midfielders and an attacking midfielder. Where I think European football's going, I think the best counter-attacking system will potentially go back to that 4-2-3-1. / the 4-4-1-1, and James Rodriguez would be perfect for Manchester United. Absolutely fantastic. His season by numbers, even though he hasn't played, has been pretty decent. In 1,800 minutes, he's been directly involved in all competitions, in a goal every 78 minutes. That's 11 goals and 12 assists. He's a playmaker and really could do the Wesley Schneider job at Manchester United. Of course, from set pieces as well, where United have just, you know, the amount of goals they've scored from corners this season is absolutely pitiful, and free kicks. And obviously, James Rodriguez's left foot would massively help that and improve Manchester United. For me, it would be a cracking signing. Whether it is Rodriguez or it is Antoine Griezmann, I don't mind. I just want a top quality attacking midfielder. Push for Paul Pogba back. Let Paul Pogba start to dictate from deep. Get a sort of, you know, an attacking midfielder or a second striker in there. Allow United to play a little bit higher up the pitch with Paul Pogba. And there you go. That's how United will start to win games, and United will be far more competitive. It's what they need is goals and assists in that final third from midfield. And that's what Rodriguez would bring to Manchester United. We've seen that for this season. In terms of would Real let him go? Of course they would. You know, he seems to be an asset that they want to sell. Where Real Madrid could improve, this team's fantastic. You know, they've got so much, you know, so much in there. And the likes of Asensio, the likes of Vasquez coming in, as well as the, you know, the front three in the midfield. Maybe he could sign another central midfielder, maybe someone that's a little bit more geared to playing central midfield, that could play sort of the Isco role, or the, you know, the Cruz role, or the Modric role, whichever one of those, just replace there, get a top class central midfielder instead of what James Rodriguez is, and that is a number 10, you know, in between the lines. He is that type of guy. But anyway, fantastic signing for United. If they get him, it'll be brilliant. But, you know, I prefer Antoine Griezmann. In terms of other top-class central midfielders or attacking midfielders, Marouane Fellaini apparently held talks with Trabzonspor before he enters his final year of his contract at Old Trafford. That's reported by the Daily Star via a Turkish paper, Takvim. But in terms of Marouane Fellaini, I don't want to see him go. I think he's been fantastic in the bigger games for Manchester United. Gives United something else. Gives United that classic false 10 attacking midfielder target man role. We're looking in the big games, his impact over the last few seasons. You think the FA Cup quarterfinal, he scored the winner. That was the replay against West Ham United. I was at that game. That was a game where Marcus Rashford, you know, exploded onto the scene. You know, after his top performances in the Premier League, he scored an absolute bang. Had a cracking angle, was behind the goal, and sort of you saw it in curling it into the top corner. It went out and then back in. It was a fantastic goal from Marcus Rashford. But Marouane Fellaini scored the winner in that game. Go to the FA Cup semi-final, gets the assist for the first goal to get United going on. The FA Cup final, gets the assist for the equaliser. Go to the League Cup semi-final, scores a very important goal in that first leg. And you think in the Europa League semi-final, a crucial, crucial goal to pretty much, you know, get United through. If Marouane Fellaini doesn't score that goal, it goes to penalties and United potentially lose. But Marouane Fellaini, I don't want to see him going yet for Manchester United. I think he's an asset for the squad. At 29 years old, is he going to get better? No, but he has his strengths. And Mourinho, the tactical defensive manager he is, can use Marouane Fellaini very, very well. In other Manchester United news, apparently they're targeting England defenders Danny Rose and Kyle Walker, as well as Eric Dyer, to Old Trafford. In terms of those two players, you know, the two first wing-backs, best wing-backs in the Premier League, Danny Rose and Kyle Walker. Valencia's been brilliant this season, but Walker would be an upgrade. You know, his ability going forward this season's been great, as well as defensive work. You know, that is that target, that tactical thing that I mentioned in my preview for the Spurs game. He's been caught a little bit when Spurs do transition the ball and they do look to build their first possession phase. You know, when they're moving to that WM, when the full-backs are going high or the wing-backs are going high, he's been caught out a few times defensively. If there's, you know, the ball's been turned over in that midfield, you think Lanzini, thinks someone like Eden Hazard. So there is work to be done in all his defensive game for Kyle Walker, but a top player. Of course, Danny Rose out injured, what I mentioned before, maybe wouldn't be moving to Manchester United because of that. Apologies for the siren, someone is getting done in the hood. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. Anyway, in terms of Eric Dyer, very, very impressed by him by the last few weeks. Was very, very good against Manchester United, protected the back four very well. Victor Wanyama played a little bit higher. You know, Victor Wanyama is a player of great talent, great aggression, but he's shown, he's, you know, a bit further up the pitch that he can do some real good stuff. But Eric Dyer's playing that defensive midfield role, being able to drop to the left, to the right, in between. I think that's the flexibility that Mourinho might want. A player capable of playing left-back, right-back, centre-back, defensive midfield. Arguably, you don't know what his best position is, probably would be defensive midfield. His ability to play those forward passes and start attacks is pretty decent. And what United do lack this season is someone to do that. Of course, Ander Herrera is fantastic. Ander Herrera is a brilliant player, fantastic at breaking the ball up, but higher up the pitch would be better. So if United wanted to play a 4-3-3, maybe get Eric Dyer in there as a defensive midfielder. But of course, with the James Rodriguez signing, I don't know where you're going to put Ander Herrera, which would be a little bit upsetting, because ole, Ander Herrera, what an absolute player he's been this season. But there's some quite interesting ones. The Tottenham three England lads being heavily linked with Manchester United. Other players being linked with Manchester United. Willian, that link won't go away. You know, Mourinho kind of just, Willian was such a creative attacking talent. Mourinho turned him into a defensive workhorse. But, you know, not a bad thing. Of course, his you know, last season, Willian was their player of the season. Creative was very good. Dangerous from the set pieces. Scored more free kicks than any other player in Europe's top five leagues last season. But again, would it be an asset for United? But where does he fit in? I do not know. With the amount of attacking players United have, as well as how many they're going to bring in, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be whatever 10 they get, and Marcus Rashford and Anthony Martial. That's got to be the three players that play week in, week out, and in attacking sense 100% of the time. Anyway, let's move over to Germany, where Bayern Munich are going to take legal action against the newspaper, the Stuttgarten Zeitung, over a report that Joshua Kimmich will be leaving the club in the summer. That's an interesting one. Joshua Kimmich, why would you leave Bayern Munich? You know, he's in a perfect position now, whether to play right fullback, which to replace Philipp Lahm or replace Xabi Alonso. You know, they're obviously getting Rudy in and they're getting Nicolas Schüler in the summer. But it's going to be a battle for Kimmich where he wants to play. He's a fantastic talent, such a good player. Technically fantastic, awareness brilliant, you know, so flexible in his, you know, he's a modern footballer. So, you know, probably not going to leave Bayern Munich, but if he were to go elsewhere, you know, somewhere like, maybe someone like Real Madrid would be perfect. And, you know, something like that would be quite interesting. You know, for example, if I said Hannes is going to go, Kimmich comes into central midfield. Just making those rumours right now. I'm not even reading these rumours. I'm making them up myself. Anyway, in terms of Inter Milan, let's go over to Italy, where Inter Milan have approached Pochettino to replace the obviously sacked Stefan Pioli. Stefan Pioli was a manager I liked at Inter. It was weird how they dropped out. I think there's some weird harmony in the squad. And I think that, you know, there could be someone that needs to come in like a Conte that's been like a Simeone, like a Spalletti, like a Sarri, that just needs to blast these guys and be like, look, I'm the boss. Because the stuff Pioli was doing was good. I think he's been heavily linked with taking over at Fiorentina, and I think Fiorentina will play a brilliant style of football under him. But Pochettino, does that make sense? Yes, it does. Inter Milan have a lot of money. Pochettino, very good at working with young players. But would he want to leave Spurs right now after the, you know, the record-breaking season they've had in the Premier League already, let's say, and they're moving to the, you know, a new ground. He's got these wonderful players that all believe in his style of football. I don't think he's going to leave right now. But the Inter Milan managerial job is so interesting. So, so interesting. I'd put my hat on Diego Simeone. If I was a betting man, I'd bet right now Diego Simeone to Inter Milan in the summer. Imagine that. I'd be, you know, the club really fits it. Like the players, the squad really fits it. What I've spoke about before, you know, the Eva Benegas, the Candrevas, they're perfect central midfielders that can play out wide for, obviously, Diego Simeone. Well, in terms of Manchester City, let's move back to England. They've been heavily linked with Donnarumma again. Obviously, they've been linked with every single goalkeeper in the world right now. I think Oliver Bowman from Hoffenheim would be the perfect man in terms of how he's ball played this season under Julian Nagelsmann. For me, would really make sense. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. Anyway, moving over to Merseyside, where Everton have been considering bids for a number of players. Las Palmas centre-back Maurizio Lemos, as well as Gylfie Sigurdsson, Michael Keane and Andre Gray. Everton need to do a lot of work to catch up to the top, you know, six sides, really. There is a bit of a golfing class, also linked with Landini in the Daily Mirror as well. So in terms of players who I'd like to pick up if I was Everton, Gylfie Sigurdsson is the guy who I target a lot of my money on, you know, in terms of set pieces, in terms of his goals from midfield. He'll be a massive asset for Everton and, you know, for them to break teams down. Landini could be an interesting one. Bit hot and cold, though. Needs to develop a little bit more. 24 years old. On his day, he's a top-class player. But when he's, you know, when he's not on his day, he drifts in and out of games like any young playmaker. So maybe could be a good investment for the future. Andre Gray, if Lukaku is moving, which he's heavily linked with a move away, so that could be a good shout as well. But some interesting news for Everton. It's going to be a busy summer for Ronald Koeman, obviously Ross Barkley as well, potentially on his way out. In terms of Liverpool, Liverpool ins and out, it's pretty much just about centre-back Sacco, reported to be leaving in the summer. Liverpool want £13 million for him. That's reported by The Guardian. He's been fantastic since moving to Palace, a real impact, you know, pushed up for the player of the season. Shows how important he has been. And Palace, really, their fortunes turned around when Sacco came into the side. Defensively, they looked a lot better. Klopp, in terms of what he's trying to, you know, he's looking to spend his money on Michael Keane, which we spoke about before, or Virgil van Dijk. Virgil van Dijk's the guy they've got to get. Full stop. No messing about on Michael Keane. Virgil van Dijk is the guy they need to be able to play it out of the back. In other Liverpool news, Philippe Coutinho, Philly C, says he's happy that a great club like Barcelona have been linked with him with a potential move away. Obviously, Coutinho starring at the weekend against West Ham in an attacking midfield role. Barcelona looking like they potentially will sign a sort of Iniesta replacement or Iniesta understudy in the summer. Coutinho could be that guy. I think he's a little bit, he's not ready for the move yet. I think it'd be a little bit too early for him. I think he's, at the moment, he's a winger, not a central player. He needs to develop his game a little bit more before he makes that move. In other news, of course, Daniel Sturridge as well, stating that he's got a good relationship with Jurgen Klopp and has no worries about his Anfield future, which I think is a load of rubbish. Daniel Sturridge will be off in the summer, potentially. Could be a good option. Rafa Benitez is Newcastle, who we're going to move on to right now, who's set to sign Christian Atsu. Something that I was talking to Chris Hennage about yesterday with the Front Three guys met up, and he was saying Newcastle, they're not going to sign Christian Atsu. He's just not good enough. He's just a pace player. It's strange that, like, he's been signed. Obviously, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, but Christian's analysis of Christian Atsu is probably a good one. He's just a pace player. He needs to develop a lot more of his game, but, you know, he's done a job for them in the Championship, so he might as well keep those squad players if they can sign him on the cheap. They've also been heavily linked with Jay Rodriguez, the Southampton striker. Dwight Gayle, can he do it in the Premier League? He's been fantastic in the Championship this season. Maybe with a few more years, you know, another year learning. But I just don't think he's going to be at that top level. Jay Rodriguez, though, when he's fit, is a brilliant striker. And with 2 years left on his deal, it kind of makes sense. And in final little bit of Premier League news, West Ham boss Slaven Bilic is going to make an ambitious move for Napoli winger, or striker, should we say, or false nine expert, Dries Mertens. Nico Morales is going to be very upset about that. But I don't see him leaving Naples. It seems like he's in a perfect position, playing the best football of his career. Cracking season in terms of goal scoring, playing as a false nine. But it pretty much replaced Gonzalo Higuain like it wasn't anything. But anyway, he's probably not going to move to West Ham, let's all be honest with ourselves. In final championship news before we end the show, Wolves apparently going to sack Paul Lambert and bring in Ikor Karanka, which could be a really interesting one. Karanka pretty dominant at that level, Wolves struggling as a club since getting relegated and losing the mighty Mick McCarthy. But anyway guys, that's been that for the Statman Dave Football Podcast today. I hope you've enjoyed those rumours, I hope you've had fun, and I'll see you tomorrow. Over and out, goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.